Me'ilah, chapter 3, Mishnahs 2 and 3. Hamafrish ma'os l'naziraso. So a nazir, when he wants to complete his naziras, needs to bring three different karbanot. Number one, an ola, number two, a chatas, and number three, a shlamim. So he was getting ready to bring his karbanot, and he separated the money to buy the karbanos. At that point, lo nehenin, you cannot use that money for any personal gain or personal value. You can't do anything with it except for buy the sacrifices. However, velo molin, mi'ila, does not apply to that money. Why is that? Bipnei shehen ru'uyin lavo kulan shlamim. Because one of his three korbanos, one of his three sacrifices, is shlamim, and shlamim are not subject to mi'ila until later on, until once a certain part has been done to it. At that point, it's subject. But when a shlamim is consecrated, it is not subject to mi'ila. So therefore, since theoretically any of his money that he's separated can go toward the shlamim, all of the money is not considered mi'ila. Now, what happens if mace? What happens if he dies and he had separated the money but he had not brought the karbanos? What happens then? So, hayus sesumim. So the money was unspecified. At that point, yiplu nedava. It falls into the fund for voluntary offerings. Hayu mifurashim. So let's say he actually made a little pocket where he said, this will go for my ola, and this one will go for my chatas. But he died. What happens then? So demei chatas, the money of the sin offering, yelchul yama melech, you throw it into the Dead Sea. Lo nanim velo molin vehen. And that money, of course, will be thrown in the Dead Sea, but that money is not permitted for benefit. However, in theory, if somebody were to use it, it is not subject to mi'ila. Demei ola, what about the money he used to separate, he was going to use to bring his ola? Yavu ola. So that's no problem, they can bring an ola with it. Udemei shlamim. And what about the money that he designated to bring a shlamim? Yavu shlamim. They can bring a shlamim. V'nechalim liyom echad. And that shlamim follows the rules had he been a nazir, and to some extent that it has to be eaten over one day. However, it does not have other rules, which is that normally a shlamim of a nazir comes with certain breads. In this case, v'ein tunin lachem. However, in this case, he does not need, his heirs do not need to bring the accompanying breads. Mishnah 3. So before we begin Mishnah 3, we need a little background. And that is, what do they do with the remaining blood of all the offerings that they bring? So we're told that the blood was poured out onto the base of the outer altar. This excess blood drained into a canal of water that ran through the courtyard and flowed from there to Kidron Valley, southeast of the Temple Mount. The temple treasurers would sell this blood-enriched water to gardeners for use as fertilizers. That's with the blood. And what about the wine libations? Or what did they do with those? What happened to those? So the wine would be poured into one of two silver bowls located at the top of the altar near the southwest corner. From there, it flowed out the bowl's spout and drained into a hole that led down through the altar to the deep cavity known as Shisin. So we're going to need this information as we continue into the Mishnah. So the Mishnah begins. Rabbi Yishmael used to say, or said, Hadam kal bischilaso, blood is lenient in the beginning, v'chomer besofo, however, it's stringent in the end. Va hanesachem chomer bischilasan, when it comes to libation, they are stringent in the beginning, v'kal besofo, but at their end, they are more lenient. What does it mean? Hadam v'tchila ein molin bo dam. At the beginning, there is no mi'ila to dam, yatza l'nachal kidron. As we said in our introduction, once the blood goes down to nachal kidron, at that point, the monies belong to the temple, and therefore, molin bo. If somebody uses that blood-enriched water without paying for it, it is actually subject to the prohibition of mi'ila. Hanisachim, when it comes to libations, batchila, at the beginning, molin bo, they're subject to mi'ila. Yatzu, the shisin, when they go down, the shisin, at that point, ain molin bahem, mi'ila does not apply to them.